From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Voting is underway in South Carolina's presidential primary election Saturday, where Democrats are choosing between former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Statewide polls show Clinton leading Sanders by a commanding 50 percentage point margin heading into the vote. Sanders and Clinton made last-minute appeals to voters in South Carolina Friday night. Clinton spoke of her vision for uniting the country, while Sanders took aim at Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump. A win by a wide margin in South Carolina would firm up support for Clinton among African Americans and establish her electoral viability nationwide. Afghan police officials say a suicide bomber attacked security forces near the Defense Ministry building in Kabul Saturday, killing at least 12 people and wounding 13 others. That followed an earlier bombing in Kunar province that killed at least 13 and wounded more than 40 others. Witnesses in Kabul saw rescue workers transporting dead and wounded to hospitals in the capital city immediately after the bombing. Taliban spokesman Zabihullah Mujahid told VOA the insurgent group carried out the Kabul bombing and claimed it killed 23 army officers and wounded many others. The Taliban often gives inflated tolls in such attacks. The Afghan Defense Ministry said two soldiers were among the dead in the Kabul blast. Please look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The ceasefire in Syria that began Saturday is mostly held, but there have been some incidents of violence. The United States and Russian brokered truce took effect at midnight Friday, Damascus time. The Syrian opposition's umbrella group, the High Negotiations Committee, said in a statement that 97 groups have promised to take part in the ceasefire. The truce does not apply to Islamic State and the al-Qaeda-linked al-Nusra Front terror groups. U.S. President Barack Obama spoke Saturday in his weekly address.
We continue to go after ISIL leaders and commanders, taking them out day in, day out, one after another after another. In Iraq, ISIL has now lost more than 40% of the areas it once controlled. In Syria, a coalition of local forces is tightening the squeeze on ISIL's stronghold of Raqqa. As we bomb its oil infrastructure, ISIL's been forced to slash salaries of its fighters.
Obama said the U.S. is working with partners around the world to discredit the ideology the Islamic State uses. Yemeni security officials and residents say airstrikes by a Saudi-led Arab coalition fighting Iranian-allied Shiite forces in Yemen killed at least 30 people Saturday at a popular market northeast of the rebel-held capital, Sana'a. The strike in the Nim district killed mostly civilians and left burned bodies strewn over the area. The officials spoke on condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to brief reporters. More than 20,000 Russians marched through central Moscow Saturday to honor the memory of opposition politician Boris Nemtsov, who was killed in the shadow of the Kremlin 1 year ago. Some marchers carried Russian flags, some placards, flowers, and Nemtsov's portraits. The U.S. ambassador to Russia, John Teft, joined the mourners to pay tribute to Nemtsov and laid a wreath at the site of Nemtsov's killing with a ribbon saying, "From the American people."
I'm here this morning with my deputy and my senior staff representing the president and the people of the United States to honor the memory of a man who we knew as a government official, as a politician, and for many Americans, as a friend.
Russian authorities permitted the opposition to hold the march through the city center, but refused to allow a memorial march or permanent marker at the bridge. Early returns Saturday from Iran's parliamentary election indicate the country will likely usher in a new era. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.